This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. May hard red winter wheat is 644 and a quarter. It's down 1¾. July is 642 and a quarter, down 2½. Soft May wheat is 603 and a half, down 4¼. July, 607, down 4½. March corn is 421 and a quarter, down 4¾. July, 436 and a half, down 4. January soybeans, 1298, down 1½. July, 1240 and a half, down 7. January soybean meal, 433, down 160. January soybean oil, 3740, down 30. February live cattle, 136.85, up 32½. January feeder cattle, 168.35, up 30. February lean hogs are 85.82½, and they are up 30. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. As we look at the marketplace, it's been a very much a muted affair thus far this week.
Well, you know, I think that we have to expect that ahead of a major report. I mean, this January report, of course, is something we've all been waiting for, probably for 3 months already, you know. So I think the bulls are kind of sitting on the side. Volume isn't as strong as it normally would be, and we're seeing some unwinding of the long bean, short corn, short wheat spreads earlier in the week. And you know, nobody seems to want to take anything to do or have anything to do with the long side ahead of this report.
So that means that we're probably going to have something bullish on Friday.
Well, that's probably the truth. You know, I mean, if it stands to reason and if it is the way it is in the past, that's true. I think, you know, the thing that was interesting is when Informa came out with their numbers, you didn't see the corn market dive like you might have expected. And so that tells me that, you know, the trade already has a large number built in. Now, you know, the average guesses are around a little over 14 billion on corn at 161.1 bushels to the acre. Which would, if we come in at those numbers, it would increase the carryout by about 64 million bushels, and average guess only increases it by about 52 million bushels. So they're picking up a little something somewhere. The thing I'm looking for is to see if the USDA is actually going to increase anything as far as export sales go. You know, if there'll be any adjustments there.
Well, one would think there ought to be.
Well, you would certainly think so. I mean, you know, we've had better corn exports than you would have expected, and yet you don't know what they're going to do because of all of this issue with China and whether China is going to actually end up rejecting those. You know, I don't know how they handle that type of thing at all. And so on the bean side of things, we certainly see a report that you would think is going to be bullish. I mean, they're expecting a larger crop, a larger yield, and yet keeping the carryout at 150 million. In other words, you know, that says to me that you know, the export sales are brisk, and I totally agree with it because I just think that we have been kind of holding back on putting in the actual amount of export sales that there were. And today, China came in and bought another 150 million metric tons after 350 million metric tons yesterday. So they certainly don't appear to be slowing down like some people have been talking.
Was some of that option origin?
Some of it is, yes. All for 13-14 delivery, though. So, and option origin, of course, you know, is it means that if they buy it from us, it could be sourced out of South America if they really wanted to, you know. But that'll all come down to whether the U.S. farmer is willing to sell. And, you know, it's kind of interesting when you look at I was reading some information on South America and, Mato Grosso, the farmer has only sold 48% of his new crop beans in contrast to 67% last year. And so, you know, that we're kind of setting up a poor situation all the way around for beans, and I think that's why we're seeing new crop beans slip as much as they have. we're not selling old crop beans, and they're not selling new crop beans. Those are not good things.
So on Friday, what kind of technicals would suggest that, because everybody's leaning on the bearish side, what kind of bearish technicals would suggest to hedgers that the market is poised for another leg downward?
Well, I would have to say, you know, if you look at new crop corn, we'd have to break that 445 and three quarters. Now, if you look at the 445 and three quarters, you know, that's the low that we just put in. It also happens to coincide with the low that had been in place in the December 13 corn back in August, and it took us a long time to break that low. So if we happen to do that, I would have to say that then we're set for another leg down. There's no question about that. When you look at November beans, you know, the November bean contract is in a continuous move down. Now, right now, with where we've traded today, we are sitting right at the 23% retracement on the Fibonacci extension. And so if we break down and go below $11, I would have to say that we definitely are in the ballpark of looking down at that 1050 level. We have to remember, you know, the crop in South America is growing in very favorable weather. We're seeing higher yields on early maturing corn, early maturing beans, the 90 to 100 day varieties coming in at an average of 47.8. Normally they average around 40. So this could even bloat the old guesses even higher than where we're at right now, which is at about 90 million metric tons. And so it's an interesting situation. When you look at wheat, you know, the expectations for wheat are actually to see some tighter numbers. And I think, you know, if we do see some tighter numbers, it'll be interesting to see if the traditionals actually, the traditional funds who hold a record short number in wheat, do a little short covering. So I think from that standpoint, you know, the wheat market itself has just been beat up ever since Stats Canada came around, and we haven't seen anything good come out of that market. So I would have to say that there I think we could be in an opposite situation.
So the question then becomes, do hedgers who have done little new crop marketing as of yet, generally speaking, certainly less than in a typical year, do anything ahead of this report for protection?
Well, I would have to say that I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world. I like options, so I would do it in options is where I would do it, because we are sitting at a level where if we don't break that low, we may find ourselves actually moving a little bit higher, and some of that will be because there's no corn moving, because the expectation now will switch to how many acres are we going to plant, all of those types of things. But I would say that you definitely should be doing something.
Should that option be a short-term option, or would you like with something with a little bit more time and decay in it?
Well, for the moment, if they've done absolutely nothing, I have nothing, you know, there's just absolutely nothing wrong with doing a short-dated option. And take a short-dated option. It doesn't carry very much time value, so it's not nearly as expensive, and it gives you an opportunity to look at the market and look at what the reaction is going to be when we get through the report. And I do the same thing in beans. I would just, you know, that we're sitting at a spot in beans here that's critical. We break the $11 level, and that is, and when I say break, I mean actually close below $11. That could be a very serious situation all the way around. So I would use short-dated options to get through this report.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May hard red winter wheat at 643 down 3, soft May wheat 602 and a quarter down 5.5, March corn 420 and a quarter down 5.75, July 435 and 3/4 down 4.75, January soybeans 1297 and a half down 2, July 1240 and 3/4 down 6.75, January soybean meal 433.80 down 80, January soybean oil at 37.40 down 30. February live cattle 136.75 up 22.5. And February lean hogs are 85.87.5. They're up 35. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.